Being Catholic is a relational affair. We are in relationship with God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Through the nature of our baptism, we are related to one another. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the Church is the teaching authority on matters of faith and morals. These teachings are infallible, meaning they are free of error. But because we are human, we have temptations to question or disagree on teachings. Because Catholicism is a relational affair with the Trinity and each other, engagement with one another is more important than agreement or disagreement. Disagreement is not necessarily an impediment to a faith community's shared growth experience in loving and serving the Lord. Disagreement itself can be a moment of spiritual growth. When Jesus says in today's gospel, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among you," he makes a promise. He indicates in the verse before this one that agreement can bring about divine gifts. There are no divine gifts for forced or coerced agreement. When Jesus says, "When two or three are gathered," he simply makes the promise that throughout our everyday life with one another, that he is among us. He hangs there with us, helping us hang in there together with each other. When today's reading is read as a policy for handling disagreements among us, we disconnect from the fundamental promise of Christ's presence. Meaning, if anyone ever has an issue with a clergy person or another church member, one is to go to that person directly to make the concern known. It should not be manifested in a way where people gossip about the incident, go to others about the incident, or post it on social media. It does not help. It does not create an environment that is safe and free, where God's love is to be known. Now, we hear in the second reading that we are given the commandment to love one another, and we are also given the commands that God gave to Moses, and those are all good. But as humans, sometimes we fail, we fall. That does not give anyone the right to shame, humiliate, or degrade anyone because someone has fallen. It is hurtful. It does not help bring growth. We don't need to do an A, then a B, or a C in order to address conflict in a Christ-like manner. When we are in conflict, whether it be in a one-on-one situation or with others, Christ is there inviting us into deeper individual and communal dialogue and practices and into a deeper relationship with one another. We are all concerned about our salvation. This is part of the journey. Being in relationship with one another, being in relationship with Jesus Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, and being in relationship with what the church teaches. As I said, as humans, we are tempted to disagree. It happens. But it is in those moments of disagreement that we go to the person personally. And with the grace that it will be discussed and worked out, not causing harm, not causing humiliation, but for the goodness of God to be brought out in each one of us.